From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino.
I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
The music on this week's show feels a lot like a beach trip.
So, Jazz, do you want to tell people why it feels like a beach trip?
Yes, I'm visiting friends in Florida right now, and I'm getting plenty of sun and beach while Felix is overheating in his suit over in Washington, D.C. And through the magic of radio, I'm actually joining the show today from our member station in Miami. That's WLRN.
So it's only appropriate that we've got so much fun, dancing, beach party music on the sand, plus a lot of mellow tunes from Canada to Argentina, and of course Brazil, to play at the beach bonfire.
This week, we are shining bright. This is Alt Latino.
Okay, Jess, I really like the beats that we landed on. This sounds familiar. What are we listening to?
Okay, bear with me because I'm going to try and explain the evolution of this song. There's a lot of remixes of remixes of remixes going on here. Take notes.
Okay, I'm taking notes.
First of all, there's a band called Continent Number 6, and they do a song called Afro-America. Now, you probably know this song because Kanye West sampled it in his hit Power. So, Kanye West Power is playing everywhere. A band called A Tribe Called Red, which is from Canada, based in Ottawa, they sampled Kanye West's Power and turned it into a song called Indigenous Power. Are you with me so far?
I'm still there.
Finally, a DJ called Javier Estrada, who's from Monterrey, Mexico, remixed A Tribe Called Red's Indigenous Power, and that's what we're hearing right now. It's like a transcontinental story of refried music.
Awesome. All the remixes and all the references and everything going back, when you actually peel it back, it's a reference to Native American music. And interestingly enough, DJ Estrada mixed in Afro-Cuban bata rhythms underneath that. So it's like my head's exploding at how many layers there are and how many cultural references there are. This is great. I really love it.
And this group, A Tribe Called Red, they do this thing called electric powwow parties. And I've read a lot of interesting articles about A Tribe Called Red and how, you know, there's definitely a trend right now of appropriating Native American fashion, and they're kind of doing the opposite. What they say they're doing is they're appropriating pop and electronica music and mixing it in with their own type of music.
Okay, Jazz, what's next?
Well, since we're on the beach, what better song than Mr. Raccoon's Acceso a la Playa Pública, or Access to the Public Beach?
Oh,
Felix, I want to ask you a question. Does the lead singer of this band, Robert Polo, does his voice remind you of anyone?
I can't tell. No.
Okay, to me, this guy's voice sounds so much like Gustavo Cerati from the iconic Argentine band Soda Stereo.
Yeah, I can hear it. I can hear it now, definitely. It's definitely
he has
style.
Like that very dramatic, almost like David Bowie-like voice.
Yeah, very overstated.
Yeah. So this is Mr. Raccoon. He's actually from Mexico, from Monterrey. Again, a lot of amazing musicians coming out of Monterrey right now. And this is from his new LP, Alterable Esperanza, or how do you translate that? Kind of like hope that can be altered.
There are no beaches in Monterrey. It's in the middle of the northern Mexico, surrounded by these beautiful mountains on one side. That's so funny.
Maybe he's fantasizing.
It could be, man. The best music comes from the imagination, that's for sure. You know, we've talked about this in the show before. When I made my trip to Monterrey, I spent about 4 days there. And it's just, there's so many different styles, so many different things going on in Monterrey. And unfortunately, it's kind of beset by some of the violence that's stretching all the way that far south from the border. And it makes it a little difficult to be there now. But still, there are a lot of people making great music. And it's such a vibrant scene. And I think this band reflects just how different everything can be. It's really nice stuff.
Felix, what did you bring to today's show?
This is a track called Pirata, and the band is called Ocote Soul Sounds, and I'll tell you who they are after we listen to it, because it's a little different than the last cut. As we were putting the music together for the show, I think this is one of those contrasts that really reflect our musical personalities, Jasmine.
Yeah, I know. This is so mellow. It's so you. It's so up in your head.
This is Ocote Soul Sounds, and Ocote Soul Sounds is a side project of these two guys. One guy's name is Adrian Quesada, and he's from the group Grupo Fantasma. They just won the Latin Alternative Grammy last year. And the guy named Martin Perna, who leads the band the Antibalas Afrobeat Orchestra. One guy's from Austin, the other guy's from New York and Brooklyn. And what they do is they get together and they make these records under the group name Ocote Soul Sounds. And it's a mixture of soul, this very laid-back soul, funk, just straight-ahead Latin stuff. I think it's a fascinating look at how these two guys who are integral parts of these other bands with very distinct musical personalities, they come together and they mix it together and come up with something that's completely different from either one. Their other two bands are very in-your-face, very dynamic, and these things, these side excursions are so mellow and so, like you said, what'd you call it, in your head?
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah, I really like it.
I have a theory, and I want you to hear me out on this one. I feel like I like my music like a story with a beginning, a climax, and an end. And I feel like you like this music that just never ends. There's no climax and no conclusion. And I think sometimes when you share your music with me, that's the part that is befuddling to me. I'm like, where is this going? Is this going to end?
I never thought about it that way, but you know, I am kind of prone to long John Coltrane solos that definitely have a story, but if you don't speak that language, it could seem like it goes on and on and on. I really like the early Santana, the Allman Brothers, stuff, Grateful Dead, those jam bands that just seem to go on and on and on. I can kind of get into that. I like that theory.
I think you're going to be surprised, though, because I really pushed my musical boundaries on my next pick. This is a song called Como Una Rana, or Like a Frog. It's a very long-form song, and incidentally, the name of the band is also very long. It's called Mateo de la Luna en Compañía Terrestrial. Listening to songs that are very beach-like and mellow. I feel like this is kind of a song to walk out onto the pier and tie a cement block to your feet and jump into the...
jump into the surf? Oh my gosh.
Because it's kind of, it's a sad song.
Sometimes you pick these songs, what do you call the cortavenas, you know, the cut your veins song.
Yeah, cut your veins songs. This is Mateo de la Luna en Compañía Terrestrial. And the song is Como Una Rana, like a frog. And the lyrics are, they're kind of describing this awful relationship in which he's saying, you know, I'm going to call you and you're going to give me an excuse. And like a frog, you're going to jump into the mud and you're going to ask me to go back to you. He's kind of reciting how awful this relationship is, at the same time in a very routine way. Like, this is how it's going to go down. You're going to make my life miserable. I might take you back. So that kind of adds to the feeling of, I'm just going to walk over to the pier and jump. And that's Mateo de la Luna. And this is from his self-titled EP. And I like also that the vocals are his very kind of deep voice, but it's offset by Belén Natali's voice. And she has a very sweet, soft voice. So I don't know. It's a mellow, melancholy song, but it works. I really like it. Your next pick is definitely a pick-me-up. So talk to me about this song.
This is called Fracasso, and it's by a band from Brazil called Piti.
Wait, you picked a pick-me-up song called Fracasso or Failure? You're really something, Felix.
Just listen. Give it a
just
chance.
Just remind me if I'm ever depressed not to walk to the pier with you.
Just give it a listen. You'll see.
Lados demais.
talk to me a little bit about this band.
Pitis is a singer from Brazil. She's really popular in Brazil. She used to be part of another band, a hardcore band earlier. This is from a solo album that she's done. It's released a while back, and I chose it because I found her name on a list of performers that are going to be in New York City this summer at a thing called Brazil Summer Fest. And if you listen, like on the chorus part, very interesting vocal arrangement. So like it's a pop-tinged heavy metal punk approach. It reflects, again, just what a wide variety of music Brazil has. And whatever they decide to do, they're going to do it very well. Okay, I have to be honest, this could be a depressing song. I don't know, because it's in Portuguese and I don't speak Portuguese.
But the music is pretty upbeat.
The music's very upbeat. And, you know, I'm getting more into metal like this because my kids, Joaquin and Alessandro, are really becoming metalheads. And I think this is something that they would really like.
I guess the lyrics are a little bit upbeat, too, because she's talking about somebody who let failure get to their head and who is really down on themselves. And she's just kind of saying, you know, everyone fails sometimes. You just need to pick yourself up and make your own future. So it does have kind of a positive message. You're right, Felix.
See? There you go. Okay, Jazz, next, I have this song, Blah Blah Blah, from the artist Sol Pereira.
Y en cualquier lugar me gusta verte hablar más que masticar. Yo solo quiero hablar con vos y nadie más. Y si no me escuchás, yo salgo a buscar a otro que me entienda, que al menos me comprenda. Que si me encuentro oscura, como una luz me encienda. A otro que me diga que puede soportar, sabiendo que a mí solo me gusta hablar. ¿Por qué no me escuchás? ¿Por qué no me mirás? ¿No ves que te hablo a vos? ¿No ves que tengo tos? ¿No ves cómo me siento? ¿No ves cómo te miento? ¿No ves que yo presiento a dónde estamos yendo? ¿No ves que estoy sensible, que es algo indescriptible? Y que por más que intente que algo de esto entiendas, no manejo la rienda de tu entendimiento. No hay conocimiento que alcance para eso.
Felix, Could it be that you picked an Argentine artist?
An Argentine...
What does this mean?
An Argentine rap artist at that. She's done a lot of different things in Argentina. And most notably, what she did was she was in the band that Julieta Venegas used on her MTV Unplugged. That big, giant orchestra with all this stuff. She plays trumpet. She plays ukulele. She plays all these different instruments. And this is her first solo album.
So, okay, talk to me, Felix. I mean, this doesn't sound like something you would normally pick. What attracted you to this?
Well, just her musical pedigree and how she's a multi-instrumentalist in addition to a singer and doing a little bit of rapping on this album. It always interests me as a musician to hear what other musicians kind of, you know, express themselves, and listening to singers who also play instruments, you know, the phrasing and how they put their words together and all that. To me, it's just a geeky musician thing. I like to hear how all these things come together.
Since we are in Argentina, I want to stay there and end the show. Is that okay?
That's perfect.
Once in a while on the show, we have a segment called the Classic Song of the Week, in which we play a song that is our absolute favorite. And I actually took the liberty of picking this week's classic song. This is possibly one of the biggest bands in Latin rock. This is Soda Stereo, and this is a song which was one of their later songs, but I just absolutely love it. It's called Zoom. Appropriate to play this song, A, because we earlier played Mr. Raccoon, and I mentioned he sounds like singer Gustavo Cerati, who was the lead singer of Soda Stereo. Of course, Latin music fans know that Gustavo Cerati had a stroke over a year ago, and he's been in a coma ever since, and everyone misses him so much. He was an amazing, amazing musician, and it's so relaxed and euphoric, and it's just a beautiful song.
I can see a stadium full of people with their lights or their matches or big flicks going back and forth on this, and that would be pretty powerful.
Right, and Soda Stereo was a band that filled stadiums. They are a band that knocked down so many doors when it came to Latin rock. And, you know, hopefully we'll play more Soda Stereo songs in the future. Soon. So, Felix, I think I need to go back to the beach now, okay?
I think you do. I think this has been a very wonderful sidetrack for those of us stuck in the hot, humid D.C. As usual, you can hear all of these tracks in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
Don't forget to follow us on Facebook. That's NPR's Alt Latino. And on Twitter.
A special thanks to our producers, Mike Katziff and Jessica Goldstein, and our new Alt Latino intern, Ann Hoffman.
I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
This has been Alt Latino.